Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Presence. Bringing Your Boldest Self to Your Biggest Challenges by social psychologist Amy Cuddy explores how people can show up with confidence and clarity when the stakes feel high. Rather than focusing only on performance tricks, the book centers on a practical idea. Presence is the state of being attuned and able to access your best self in the moment. Cuddy connects research from social psychology and behavioral science with real-life situations such as interviews, negotiations, presentations, difficult conversations, and moments of scrutiny. She examines why capable people sometimes freeze, self-sabotage, or feel like imposters, and she offers strategies to reduce threat responses and increase a sense of personal power. The book also discusses how small changes in mindset, body language, and preparation can influence not only how others perceive you, but also how you perceive yourself. Overall, it is positioned as an accessible guide for turning anxiety into grounded action when it matters most. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining presence as access to your best self, a central topic is what presence actually means and why it matters more than polish. The book frames presence as a psychological state in which you are not trapped in self-monitoring, fear of evaluation, or mental time travel to past failures and future catastrophes. Instead, you feel connected to your values, your goals, and the people in front of you, which allows you to respond rather than react. This definition matters because it shifts the problem from trying to appear confident to becoming internally resourced enough to act confidently. Cuddy links presence to how we interpret pressure. When a challenge is appraised as a threat, attention narrows and performance often drops. When it is appraised as a challenge, people gain focus and flexibility. The book emphasizes that presence is not a fixed trait reserved for extroverts or natural leaders. It is a learnable skill set that can be strengthened by changing how you prepare, how you relate to your own thoughts, and how you handle the body-based stress response. This sets the foundation for the more tactical tools discussed later. Secondly, power, posture, and the body-mind loop. Another major theme is the relationship between physical behavior and psychological experience. Cuddy is widely associated with research and debate about so-called power posing, and the book uses that broader idea to argue that the body can influence the mind through feedback loops. The focus is not simply on striking a pose to impress others, but on using physical expansion, steadiness, and grounded posture to reduce feelings of helplessness and increase readiness. The book discusses how stress can make people contract, minimize themselves, and engage in protective gestures that reinforce insecurity. By contrast, adopting open, stable body language can cue a sense of agency and calm. This topic also covers practical pre-performance routines, such as creating a brief private moment before a meeting or presentation to reset your physiology. The larger takeaway is behavioral. You can shape your internal state by acting in ways that align with confidence, even when you do not feel it yet. The goal is to interrupt spirals of avoidance and to make it easier to access competence under pressure. Thirdly, overcoming imposter feelings and self-limiting stories. The book devotes attention to why high-achieving people often feel fraudulent and why those feelings intensify during transitions, evaluations, and visibility. It explains how imposter thoughts can hijack attention, pull you into rumination, and lead to over-preparation that backfires or under-participation that backfires or under-participation that limits growth. Instead of treating imposter feelings as proof that you do not belong, the book encourages readers to see them as a common response to uncertainty and to use them as information rather than identity. This topic also includes the narratives people carry about what they deserve, whether they are credible, and how they think others will judge them. Cuddy emphasizes that these inner stories can become self-fulfilling by shaping posture, voice, risk-taking, and decision-making. Strategies discussed revolve around shifting from a threat-oriented mindset to a values-oriented. 1. Focusing on contribution and building self-trust through small acts of aligned behavior. The aim is to move from trying to avoid exposure to choosing engagement so that competence becomes visible to others and believable to yourself. 4. Preparing for high-stakes moments with challenge framing. A practical topic is how to approach interviews, negotiations, public speaking, and other high-pressure situations so that your abilities show. The book highlights that preparation is not only about content, slides, or rehearsed lines, but also about mental framing and physiological readiness. When people enter a big moment seeing it as a test of worth, they tend to tighten up and become less adaptive. Cuddy argues for reframing pressure as an opportunity to contribute and to learn, which can convert anxiety into energized focus. This includes anticipating triggers that pull you out of presence, such as hostile questions, interruptions, or status differences, and deciding in advance how you will respond. The book promotes building simple routines that create consistency, like warm-up practices, breathing, and keywords that reconnect you to your purpose. It also stresses practicing in conditions that resemble the real situation, since familiarity reduces the novelty that fuels threat. Overall, this topic treats presence as something you can train, much like a performance skill, by designing the moments before, during, and after the challenge. Lastly, authenticity, connection, and leading with trust. Presence is not only about personal performance, it also affects relationships and leadership. The book discusses how authenticity is experienced when your behavior aligns with your values and intentions, and how that alignment makes you more believable and more persuasive. Rather than adopting a persona, the argument is to bring forward the aspects of yourself that are most capable and most consistent with your principles. This topic also covers interpersonal presence, listening fully, making others feel seen, and engaging with curiosity instead of defensiveness. These behaviors can change the emotional tone of a room, especially in conflict or negotiation, where fear and status concerns easily dominate. Cuddy connects the idea of personal power to pro-social impact, suggesting that feeling powerful can help people act more generously, take more responsibility, and speak up when it is hard. In leadership contexts, the book highlights that trust is built through calm confidence, clarity, and responsiveness, not through domination. The result is a model of boldness that is rooted in connection. You can be strong while remaining open, and you can lead effectively without losing your sense of self. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who regularly face evaluation or visibility, including students, job seekers, managers, entrepreneurs, creatives, and anyone who freezes in interviews, presentations, or difficult conversations. It will also resonate with people who feel capable on paper but struggle with imposter feelings, anxiety, or self-doubt in defining moments. The benefit is practical. Presence offers ways to regulate the stress response, shift threat-based thinking into challenge framing, and build routines that help you access competence when it counts. Even modest changes to posture, preparation, and self-talk can make it easier to speak up, negotiate, and take opportunities you might otherwise avoid, which can compound into better career and life outcomes. Compared with similar confidence or communication books, it stands out for tying everyday tools to research and social psychology, and for emphasizing authenticity over performance. It is not only about seeming powerful, it is about becoming steadier, clearer, and more connected so your best work is available under pressure. For readers who want both insight and actionable practices, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Amy Cuddy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.